This monumental work, when unrolled, is more than 42 feet long. It is one of the grandest commissions of the Qing Dynasty. It's called 10,000 Miles Along the Yellow River. As you unroll it from right to left, you travel west from the sunrise over the Yellow Sea up to the high mountains, where the river flows out of a narrow gorge known as the Dragon's Gate. This work, one of the most beautifully painted and intricately detailed maps created in traditional China, shows the intimate relationship between panoramic landscape painting and cartography. The patterned surface of the river appears flat, while the overlapping mountains create a sense of recession. Yet distances aren't measurable. Towns on the near and far side of the river, for example, show no diminution in scale. The Yellow River has long been called China's sorrow. Up to 60% of its weight is made up of suspended silt from the fine, loess soil blown off the Gobi Desert. When the river slows, the silt settles and the riverbed's height gradually rises. Consequently, a failure of the dikes restraining the river inevitably caused catastrophic flooding over thousands of miles of farmland. The history of Chinese rule is marked by constant efforts to regulate the river's flow. A well-governed river, like the one shown here, is a symbol for a well-governed state.